This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU and 88.5 WMUB. I'm Mark Purcell. Thanks again for tuning in this morning, and it gives me great pleasure to welcome to the Cincinnati Edition studio Andrea Kaye, who is an author and career consultant. Her new book is called This Is How to Get Your Next Job, an inside look at what employers really want, a fascinating look at, how you might be able to get your next job. Good morning, Andy.
Good morning, Mark.
To begin with, this is a little bit different tack than you have taken in your previous books. Why did you decide to release this book at this particular point in time, which is very timely with everyone looking for so many jobs?
Yeah. Well, I noticed that people were making egregious mistakes, even worse than I'd ever seen in the last couple years. And they were more, probably, I guess, because of what was going on in the economy. They were just more defensive, more worried, more fearful, and working at the job hunt in the wrong way. And they were making these mistakes that were getting in their way. And I just couldn't stand listening to myself yell at the radio anymore. I'd hear interviews in the morning of people being interviewed about their unemployment status. And they'd say things like, well, I sent out 150 resumes and didn't get anywhere. And I'd shout at the radio, don't do that. And then they'd say things like, well, I want a job where I can use my skills in computers and maybe people skills. And I'd shout at the radio, don't say that. And I thought, I have got to write a book about this because people are getting in their own way, not because they're lacking in skills necessarily, but in how they're presenting themselves and not realizing how important what they're saying and what they're doing and not saying and doing is affecting them in this job hunt.
And you take it from the employer's perspective. You went and talked to a number of employers about the job thing. And one thing we hear in this day and age is how many employers have jobs open but aren't hiring. And so they are like in constant interview mode. And it's primarily because of a lot of these mistakes.
Exactly. There were so many jobs open, and employers kept telling me, I can't find good people. So I posed this question to all these employers. I said, why didn't you hire the last 10 people you interviewed? And all of them told me the same thing. They all said, it's because of the way people are acting before, during, and after the interview. They may have great skills, they may have the right experience, they may have the right education, but they just aren't being the way I need people to be that I want to work at my company. You know, they ideally want people with a great combination of those right functional skills, that experience, and that knowledge and education. But just as important, if not more important, are those personal characteristics and traits that will help that company get their work done on a timely basis without people yelling at each other, without making a lot of mistakes, and really having a good work environment. And so the way you get that is by being mature, by showing good judgment, by being somebody who is on time, who cares about details, who is showing these personal characteristics and qualities that matter to employers. And if you're not demonstrating those in the interview, before the interview and after the interview, guess what? The employer is saying, if this is how they act now, this is how they're going to act on the job.
And I find it interesting you talk about, from the employer perspective, what people seem to be. Okay, they have their resume, they have their cover letter, but again, it's in the communication and everything you were just talking about in the way of what they seem like.
Exactly. That's the point that, if anything, I want people to get, which is it's not what you do, who you know, it's how you are and therefore come across and seem to me. How do I perceive you based on how you're talking? So for instance, let's say you're in an interview and I'm asking you about your technical skills and you're telling me, you know this software and that software. And then I ask you a question that makes you a little uncomfortable. and you get a little defensive. You might even say, this is what one of these people said in an interview, you might say, well, I told you I was really good at that other stuff. That doesn't really matter. Now, what you have just done is come across as somebody who may not be so easy to get along with, who may be difficult in the workplace, may even not be open to constructive criticism. So you seem those ways, although you may not be, but that's the impression, that's the perception I, as the employer, just got from you. So yes, it's you are how you seem and you are what you seem, and that's really what you need to take away and look at all the things you're saying, doing, or not saying or doing at these three crucial times.
Well, in your book, This Is How to Get Your Next Job, you walk people through thinking about these things, thinking about what to do before the interview, during the interview, after the interview. And I love some of the advice for things you should not talk about or say during a job interview. You already hit on one right there. I'm a people person.
Oh, yeah, that drives employers nuts.
It does.
They told me, they said, I just start wanting to roll my eyes or fall asleep because everybody says that. And it's meaningless. You know, people say it because I think they think that's what the employer wants to hear. And yes, it is important that you can deal with people. It's important that you get along. But explain what your particular people skills are. Does it mean that you're the one that is a good mediator between two people and can help resolve conflict? Does it mean that you build trusting relationships? But don't just say, I'm a people person or I'm a team player. Explain what that means and give a juicy example of how you've applied that skill and how it had some kind of impact in a positive way.
You also talk about questions to ask during an interview and questions not to ask during an interview. And at the top of the do not ask list was, so what am I going to get paid? What are the benefits like here?
Oh, yeah. Wrong question. You know, what that says is I don't really care about the job. I just want to know what you're going to pay me. And I just want to get paid for whatever I do. And that is the wrong message, because the employer is not there to pay you just because you showed up and you want a job. You're there to help that employer solve their problems, whatever those are. So you need to show interest in what those problems are. Not should, but you should have that interest going into the interview. You should want to know, is this a good match of my skills and what I like to do? So there's where your question should be. Tell me more about the responsibilities of this job. Tell me who I'd be reporting to. Tell me what problems this job addresses. What kinds of objectives is this position trying to meet? What are those kinds of things related to the position? Those are what you want to focus on. You'll get to what they pay you when they're interested in you and they offer you a position.
Well, you talk about so many things. We can't cover them all here. Things not to say. Dress. You know, what you should not wear to a job interview, and still people wear things like miniskirts or a lot of perfume, or they overdo with the jewelry, or there are a lot of things they don't look at in that aspect. And one very pertinent part in the book, This Is How to Get Your Next Job, was about social media, which is very important these days.
Yes, social media is a wonderful thing, and it can be a really painful, bad thing for your career, too, mm-hmm. if you don't use it wisely. So I always say, use it strategically. Figure out what you want to do with it and what you want it to do for you. Do you want it to help position you as a professional? And if so, what kind of professional? I have in my book an exercise about how do you want to be seen when you leave the room? Mm-hmm. So you really need to define how you want to be known, how you want to be seen, how you want to be remembered, for what skills, what qualities, those kinds of things. And then, therefore, emulate that in all your social media. Have a consistent profile that is built on and is illustrated over and over in everything you say, everything you do, every piece of correspondence you write, and especially what you say online, because it's there forever.
Yes, it is. And many people forget about that. Well, as I said, chock full of lots of great advice and some good exercises. Thank you for sharing a few this morning.
Thank you for having me, Mark.
Andrea Kay, the author of This Is How to Get Your Next Job, an inside look at what employers really want. You can learn all about the book on our website, wvxu.org.